Chapter 4. Murder is a crime. Murder by psychopomp is an evil. Psychopomps, the Key to Church Ritual and Mystery, by Elder Brisson. No point in setting up a fire dish inside the circle. That thing would either kick it over or smash it. But she could set one up just outside, and the smoke would drift into it. The faint breeze came from the west, so that's where she set up, on the broken curb by the sewer grate. Asafoetida and a gingible went in first, followed by Cordillera, all she had, and some Melidia. Whatever the hell that thing inside the body had once been, it was now a murderer, and sending it to one of the spirit prisons would be one of the best things, no, would be the best thing that had happened to her that day. Thick smoke started drifting from the dish, barely visible in the darkness settling over the street. The smell of it filled the air, filled chests, and chased some of her fear away. That was the smell of church, the smell of magic, the smell of things she knew how to do, things she could do and do well. She might not be worth much as a person, but she was a fucking good witch, and she could do this. Iron had lessened the spell's power before, so that was the first thing she grabbed, gritting her teeth against the sensation of alien hands scrambling her innards. Iron had lessened it, and salt had held it, and the two of them together were pretty fucking strong. Stronger than the spell, she hoped. She filled her palm with them, held them over the hot, fragrant smoke. Power to power. These powers bind. Energy warmed her skin. She could practically see it glowing.